Well, thank you for that introduction and welcome to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Mark Rowe. He's the Senior Manager of Business Development for Trillium. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carl.
I should say welcome back to the show. So, hey, Mark, tell our listeners, what is Trillium?
Well, Carl, thanks you again for having us. Trillium, we'd like to think of ourselves as a leading provider of renewable fuels and alternative fueling stations. We specialize in fuel supply, design, installation, and operation for those innovative energy solutions. Trillium's alternative fuel offerings include compressed natural gas, CNG as it's commonly referred to, hydrogen, and electric vehicle charging infrastructure, as well as low-carbon energy supply from renewable natural gas, solar installations, and on-site electricity generation. For more than 20 years, Trillium has delivered and designed superior quality, reliability, and dependability at more than 200 alternative fueling stations nationwide. We specialize in design, build, and operating these facilities and providing 24/7 maintenance services for various types of professional fleets and fleet operators.
Well, I know 200 sites across the United States, that's a huge undertaking. So I know, what is Trillium's relationship to a very well-known name here in northern Indiana, Love's Travel Stops?
Yes, we are very pleased to be a wholly owned subsidiary of the Love's family of companies. We were acquired in March of 2016, mm-hmm. and it's really been a great transition and a great company to work with and for. The folks at Love's and their other operating units are best in class at fuel delivery, logistics, and I think most importantly, finding innovative solutions for customers' needs. They've expanded by a number of locations, even in the short amount of time that we've been a part of their company. But they are up to over 500 total locations nationwide, and we certainly see more dots popping up on their map, if you will, here in the Midwest. It's an exciting company to be a part of.
So why did Trillium change its name from Trillium CNG to just Trillium this year?
Well, we really want to position ourselves as a one-stop shop for alternative fuels. We've got a history and really the expertise in CNG, and we've got all those design-build projects and maintenance platforms that we operate today that I highlighted earlier. But we see the market shifting, and we see our customers catering to additional alternative fuels, and we see ourselves as the right company to lead in that space. So we believe our company name should fully reflect our offerings, and so we've kind of chopped off the CNG portion, and we're just Trillium now, and really by doing so, we want to highlight that we are an alternative fuels and renewable energy company, and adding those all fuel solutions like EV charging and hydrogen fueling to our portfolio, we're helping our customers, reduce tailpipe emissions. And in doing so, we can pair those solutions with the renewable fuels that we have in our portfolio and really look at, reducing the total life cycle emissions profile of our customers.
You're listening to Green Fleet Radio on 89.1 The Lakeshore. Today, our guest is Mr. Mark Rowe, Senior Manager of Business Development for Trillium. So, talk about some of the benefits of alternative fuels, Mark.
Yeah, I'll talk through, briefly on our product suite. Mm-hmm. I think we're just, again, to highlight, we're broadening our offerings to meet our customers' needs. We want to be out front of what's next in the alt fuel landscape. And in doing so, we're catering to all types of fuels across the spectrum of fleets, being from light duty to medium and heavy duty fleet operators that utilize both the Trillium sites and mm-hmm. the Love's Travel Stop network. So, CNG is our historical offering. We've got a couple different sizes, if you will, for CNG. Small fleet operators, we've got a great, kind of backlot private solution where we're able to, look at an economical modular fueling system, ideal for, first-time customers or those fleet operators that don't have, hundreds of vehicles to look at an alternative, fuel installation, if you will. From there, you know, we've got an existing retail network of over 65 public access CNG stations nationwide. That number continues to grow. We've got a few projects here working in the Midwest that we hope to see open in the near future as well. And then we've got, forward-looking in CNG, we've got the ability to create a custom solution for our customers, whether that's behind the gate, private, or adding to our public station network. From an electrical vehicle charging standpoint, we can help fleets evaluate options like solar, battery storage, and other on-site generation options. By looking at on-site generation, you really can take charge of your power costs as a fleet operator. And over the long term, you can reduce the risk related to future changes in utility fees. We couple that with some of our renewable fuel options, and it's really helping fleets further their sustainability goals. A couple more to touch on. You know, hydrogen is an up-and-coming fuel. We see a lot of momentum in California and some OEMs, you know, making investment in hydrogen technology. It is a zero-emission technology, and hydrogen can be an attractive choice for fleet managers and sustainability officers looking to green their fleet on a large scale. While the decision to convert to hydrogen, you know, may seem simple, the planning and financing of the fueling system and the design is not. Trillium, we assist our customers with that, you know, with innovative and cost-effective solutions to these infrastructure challenges. You know, solar is certainly not a new concept, but you know, something that we've gotten great success with across the Trillium and Loves network by adding solar arrays in a variety of fashions to our travel stops and to our customers' footprints. We've got a solar solution that we can tailor to your needs as a fleet or an operator with grant writing assistance available. And that, again, that design, construction, and maintenance expertise that we have across our fuel options. And then last, but certainly not least, is, you know, on-site power generation. You know, there is a lot of buzz with battery electric buses. And, you know, how do we take that impact to the grid and make it work for that, you know, that transit authority or that, you know, fleet operator running a large number of electric vehicles? So, here at Trillium, we've got that on-site power generation, you know, dialed in. We've got several options that I think are good for operators to consider. And, you know, when you charge off the grid, you know, you control your power supply and costs, which, you know, leads the way for improving capital and operational planning efficiency.
A lot of exciting things going on with Trillium. So how can our listeners learn more about Trillium, Mark?
A couple ways. You can check us out on our website, TrilliumCNG.com. You can check us out on the Loves website as well, you know, Loves.com, or you can certainly reach out to me directly. I'm glad to be a resource for fleets or interested parties looking at alternative fuels. And my email is marc.rowe@loves.com, LOVES.com.
Well, Mark, keep up the great work. We look forward to having you on the future shows to give us updates on what's going on here in the Northern Illinois, Indiana area. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mark Rowe, Senior Manager of Business Development for Trillium. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.